cancer is otherwise known as colorectal cancer. So that's cancer of the colon or the large intestine and the rectum. Bowel cancer is a malignant growth that develops most commonly in the lining of the large bowel. And most bowel cancers develop from tiny benign growths called polyps. So one of the reasons bowel cancer is called one of the most preventable cancers is because if you can catch those polyps and remove them before they have a chance to turn into a bowel cancer, you are able to prevent bowel cancer.
Who is most likely to be diagnosed?
Bowel cancer affects men and women almost equally. Around 15,000 Australians each year are diagnosed with bowel cancer, and it is more common in people aged over 50 years of age. However, bowel cancer is increasing in younger people, and around 1,000 Australians in their 20s, 30s and 40s are diagnosed with bowel cancer each year. So bowel cancer is definitely something that men and women of all ages need to be aware of, and younger people shouldn't be told that they're too young to have bowel cancer because it can affect younger people as well.
Do we know why there's that increase in younger people?
They don't know exactly why it is increasing in younger people. There are a few different reasons that they're surmising could be the case, particularly in relation to diet and lifestyle factors. And they do also know that there can be some genetic differences with the bowel cancer tumours in younger people that can cause them to be more aggressive, but there isn't any solid evidence either way at the moment, so they're doing more research to find out why that can be the case and how they can help to reverse that increase.
You've recently mapped out the geography of bowel cancer, so where is it and what are the areas that are most affected?
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, Bowel Cancer Australia developed a resource called the Bowel Cancer Atlas of Australia. And each year we update that information with the latest statistics and information. And it includes information on things like bowel cancer deaths and risk factors in local communities. And this year we've also added information about colonoscopy rates and National Bowel Cancer Screening Program participation rates and lots of other things. The aim of the Atlas is to provide local communities with areas that they can focus attention on when it comes to health behaviours that could be improved to help reduce the bowel cancer risk in their local communities. And if we have a look at the information in the Atlas that relates to New South Wales, you can see that over the five-year period of 2009 to 2013, bowel cancer claimed the lives of 3,065 men and women across New South Wales. And the highest death rate was in a place called Lachlan. Metropolitan Sydney had a slightly lower mortality rate than regional New South Wales. And there are a few areas that the Atlas looked at when it came to risk factors for bowel cancer as well. So the local government areas in Sydney's north performed really well. Ku-ring-gai had the lowest rates of smoking and alcohol consumption. Across New South Wales, the Sydney Lower North Shore and Blue Mountains had the lowest rates of type 2 diabetes, which is a risk factor for bowel cancer. And then it also had a look at Central and Darling region and Broken Hill, and they had the highest rates of smoking and alcohol consumption. And they're all risk factors for bowel cancer. So what the Atlas is looking to do is to highlight the areas in all the local communities so that each local community can focus on how they can improve those risk factors in their area and hopefully reduce the rates of bowel cancer.
What are some of the things that people can do to kind of prevent getting bowel cancer during their life?
So it's estimated that changes in diet and physical activity can reduce the incidence of bowel cancer by up to 75%, which is actually quite a large amount. And some of the things that people can do, the simple things they can do every day to help to reduce their bowel cancer risk, can be things like aiming to be physically active. So that doesn't mean you need to be running a marathon or pumping it out at the gym every day. It just means 30 to 60 minutes of physical activity each day can help to reduce your bowel cancer risk. What you eat can help as well. So foods containing dietary fibre, yummy fruits and vegetables with a lot of plant-based fibre can help to reduce your risk. Red meat and processed meat can be actually increasing your bowel cancer risk. So limiting the amount of red meat that you eat and avoiding processed meat can help. Limiting the amount of alcoholic beverages that you drink. Watching what you weigh and quitting smoking can all help to reduce your bowel cancer risk as well.